I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
Here on Stolen Lives, we discuss brutal and heartbreaking crimes against children. Themes may include child murder, torture, and sexual, domestic, and child abuse. I do try my best to remain respectful for the babies in these stories and leave out unnecessary details that honestly, none of us need to know to understand the frustration of why and how this ever happened. However, if you find any of these themes triggering, this podcast may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. This week's episode is a listener suggestion. Thank you to Thames and for bringing Isabella's story to my attention. I know I've said it before that a story was avoidable, but this one really was. Isabella was so well loved, and it seemed she was well taken care of right up until the last few weeks of her life. That was when her mother chose her drug-addicted man over the well-being of her daughter, a tale as old as time it seems in these stories. Now, before we get into this week's story, I recently got into an argument on Facebook, but they said that most children with step-parents are abused. Despite what my podcast suggests, that is completely untrue. Yes, many children who are abused come from broken homes with outside adults in the household, like stepmothers and fathers. However, most children with step-parents are so loved and supported, my own included. I don't know, that conversation really bothered me, and misinformation doesn't help us as a society solve the problem of child abuse. The only thing that does that is if you see something, please say something. June 2023, Ipswich, United Kingdom. 2-year-old Isabella Weldon's life was brutally cut short after enduring a harrowing period of escalating abuse at the hands of her mother's partner, a man that was only in the little girl's life for 36 days. The couple would then shockingly conceal Isabella's death for several days, transporting her lifeless body in a stroller while they continued to live their life as if nothing was wrong. This is Isabella's story.
She was finally discovered on June 30th under blankets in a shower at the housing unit. The discovery was made when a woman reported to police on June 30th that she had received a Facebook message from a friend of hers. Ms. Howe said that the message disclosed that her friend's daughter had died in her sleep 3 days before she was in a pushchair in the bathroom.
Isabella Rose Wilden was born September 22, 2020 in London, England, to parents Chelsea Gleason Mitchell and Thomas Wilden. Chelsea basically got pregnant with Isabella immediately after starting to date Thomas, their relationship being so new that there was some uncertainty about who Isabella's father was, Thomas, or Chelsea's ex-boyfriend Scott Jeff. Scott would actually go around telling everyone he believed Isabella was his daughter, because she apparently looked just like him. Ultimately, though, after DNA tests were done, it was determined that it was Thomas Wilden who was Isabella's father. Isabella was a healthy and bubbly little girl, but her baby would prove too much for this still fairly new couple. And in April 2021, Chelsea and Thomas would separate. And what would follow was quite a tumultuous custody battle over little Isabella. May 2023. 23-year-old Chelsea reconnected with 25-year-old Scott Jeff. As I mentioned, the two had dated previously, for about a year. The relationship ending due to, quote, issues related to drug abuse, unquote. With Scott allegedly introducing Chelsea to cannabis, cocaine, and ecstasy. Honestly, looking at him, and I know looks aren't everything, but this man's ugly heart shines through. I really don't know what Chelsea saw in this man, but she would later state he made her feel loved and important. Chelsea didn't tell her family she had rekindled her relationship with Scott. Her mother did not approve of Chelsea seeing him in the past, so she decided to keep it a secret. Within days of Chelsea and Scott again seeing each other, Chelsea completely changed her demeanour. She became combative to those who supported her. She was drinking daily and neglecting Isabella. Although, thankfully at this stage, this little girl had her dad and grandparents to step in and give Isabella what she needed. Chelsea also quit her job as a nursery assistant and was spending all her time and money on Scott and drugs. And within 36 days of rekindling their romance, her daughter, 2-year-old Isabella, would be murdered. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
June 1st, 2023. Chelsea and Scott left Bedfordshire for a spontaneous trip to Greater Yarmouth, taking Isabella with them, travelling by train. Here they would stay at the Nelson Hotel for a few days. According to Scott, Isabella loved the fresh air and the seaside, so the couple decided to try and stay in the area permanently. Chelsea attempting to get government housing from Greater Yarmouth Borough Council by flat-out lying. She said that she escaped an abusive relationship with her ex, that Scott was the father of her daughter. But they would tell her that she needed to go through the Bedfordshire authorities because that's where her permanent address was, normal procedure there. Next, the couple rented a caravan for 4 nights at nearby Caister-by-Sea, a holiday park that would have been busy with tourists. Some who would later report that the little girl was left alone for hours at a time, while Chelsea and Scott went out drinking and smoking weed. And this would later be confirmed on CCTV cameras. Chelsea would later claim she was worried about leaving Isabella alone, but Scott reassured her that everything would be fine. By June 9th, 2023, the couple had run out of money. Neither were working and had been living off of Chelsea's savings and Scott's small unemployment benefit. They decided to go to the St. George Hotel, which caters for homeless families. Again, Chelsea and Scott left Isabella alone in the room while they gallivanted around to the local pubs. Always money for alcohol, it seems. Scott was potty training Isabella, and he would get increasingly angry when she had accidents. He started punishing her by slapping her hand and giving her cold showers, force-feeding the 2-year-old until she threw up. All evidence of escalating violence by Scott. And Chelsea was witness to all of this occurring to her daughter. But instead of stepping in and removing Isabella from the situation, when bruises and signs of abuse started to show, Chelsea dressed Isabella in sunglasses and a big jacket to stop anyone asking questions. The family only stayed at the St. George Hotel for 3 nights, leaving because of the attention they were receiving. Others staying at the hotel started to knock on the door to ask if everything was okay, because they heard the little girl crying, gurgling and screaming. It all got too much for one woman, who at 2 a.m. would knock on the door. When Chelsea answered, the woman could see inside the room. Scott was hitting the walls with a towel and rambling about things going bump in the night. After leaving the St. George, the couple and Isabella went to live in a tent on the beach. But this didn't make them invisible to local residents and tourists, that something was very wrong, and potentially dangerous. They had a small child and here they were living on the beach. Reports flooded into police requesting a welfare check be done. It is important to point out during all of this going on, from the moment Chelsea and Scott left for this little trip with Isabella, Chelsea's family are calling her every day and begging her to come back, giving her options of places she could stay where she would have all the support she needed with Isabella. Chelsea denied all these calls and offers, refusing to leave Scott's side. June 16th, 2023, the police went to check on Chelsea and Isabella. they offered her a place at a women's and children's shelter. But again, like the pleas from her family, Chelsea wouldn't hear of it and she turned down their help. There was no way she was going to leave Scott, not even for the well-being and safety of her only child. The family, as much as I hate calling them that, but they stayed on the beach in a tent for 3 weeks. They must have come into some money at that point because they packed up and travelled to another holiday park in Norwich. June 18, 2023, Father's Day in the UK. Chelsea gifted Scott with beers, of course, and a card that read, "Best Dad Ever." The next day they travelled from Norwich to Ipswich by train, where they stayed at the East Villas housing unit, an apartment complex that provides temporary accommodations for families who are homeless. A week later, June 26, 2023, CCTV caught the couple walking back towards their unit with Isabella in her stroller. She is swinging her legs and appeared to be not in distress or pain. This would be the last time Isabella would be seen alive by anyone outside of Chelsea and Scott. Because later that same day, at approximately 11:37 p.m, Isabella would die from severe injuries all over her body, all by the hands of Scott Jeff. Only a half hour after it is believed Isabella died, the couple left their temporary accommodation. They're captured on CCTV cameras smiling and laughing. Scott then made a lot of Google searches, planning how they could escape to Scotland, Amsterdam, or anywhere else they could afford. At trial, Chelsea said Scott asked her to buy him a shovel to dispose of Isabella, to either bury her body or burn and bury her body. The pair planning on disposing of Isabella and then fleeing to evade the authorities. June 30th, 2023. Chelsea decided to message a friend, Joanne Gardner, on Facebook. She told her that Isabella had died in her sleep 3 days earlier, that they had left her body in a public restroom at the East Villas housing unit where they'd been staying at the time. The confusion and panic Joanne would have been feeling, not entirely understanding what she was reading, maybe hoping she was misunderstanding what Chelsea was telling her. Joanne told her friend to immediately call the police. But Chelsea said she couldn't because, quote, "we will get done for it," unquote, saying that Isabella had a black eye and was covered in bruises. That was enough for Joanne, and she immediately contacted the police herself. That same day, June 30th, 2023, the police went to the accommodation they believed Chelsea and Scott were staying at in Ipswich. Here, in the public restroom, they found little Isabella's beaten and bruised body. She was wrapped in blankets in her stroller and left in a shower stall. In the meantime, the couple left the area, travelling to Bury St Edmunds, 26 miles or 41 kilometres away. Here, they spent 6 hours laughing and drinking at a pub. But their fun times would soon be over, because on July 1st, 2023, police would catch up with them, and Chelsea Gleeson Mitchell and Scott Jeff would be arrested. Scott charged with the murder of 2-year-old Isabella, causing or allowing the death of a child, and 2 counts of cruelty to a child. Chelsea being charged with the same minus the murder charge.
Due to the fact that Isabella, okay, was found alone and deceased at your home address. Okay, so I'm resting on suspicion of murder. You didn't have to say anything with my home defence. You didn't mention my question, something which you later will on the court.
That's why I've come down here for the day, so I can have a drink, and I was going to hand myself in to what I've got. But I never murdered her.
When interviewed by police, Scott immediately went on the defensive, maintaining his innocence. Quote, "I never murdered her. I was going to hand myself in tomorrow. Do we just go straight to jail because she's dead?" Unquote. He claimed that Isabella died after slipping over and hitting her head, that she died, quote unquote, "of natural causes." Chelsea excused away not calling emergency services for her dying daughter was because Scott told her not to, and that Chelsea felt controlled by him and that she had no choice but to listen, already sorting herself out there with a defence, ridding herself of any blame. This makes me so mad because Chelsea is not the victim here. It was Isabella, and ultimately she found her daughter, and she is just as guilty as Scott here for whatever happened to this little girl. Isabella's autopsy found that the 2-year-old had extensive internal traumatic injuries to the soft tissues of her body, including her head, neck, torso, limbs and back. She also had a torn vagina. Isabella had suffered fractures to both of her wrists, a complex pelvic fracture involving several bones, likely caused by someone kicking or stomping on her. Some of these injuries happened weeks before she died, The wrist fractures showed evidence of old fractures that had been healing before being broken again. And the injuries had occurred as little as 6 hours before her death, being the pelvic fracture. At trial, bone pathologist Professor Anthony Fremont would testify that he'd never seen such severe pelvic injury in a child in his 40-year career. Injuries that would be described as being similar to those caused in a high-speed car crash or being kicked by a horse. Professor Fremont would break down in tears giving his testimony, the injuries being so bad that this emotionally affected the most experienced medical examiner. Isabella was also found to have traces of cocaine in her blood and cannabis in her hair. The medical examiner ruled that Isabella Wilden died from a bone marrow embolism as a consequence of skeletal trauma. And what that means is that bone marrow from the fractures had gotten into her bloodstream, causing an embolism, which would have made it impossible for little Isabella to breathe. This would have been a slow and painful death for this sweet baby girl, especially when taken into consideration all her other injuries. She would have been all alone because her mother did not care about her. She would have been struggling to breathe in an agonising pain before her body just gave up. During the police investigation, they would discover a video that was taken of her on June 22, 2023. The video shows Isabella lying motionless on the bed with two black eyes. 4 days later, on the day Isabella died, Chelsea claimed that on that evening she had cooked dinner. Later that evening, Isabella wouldn't settle and go to sleep. Scott hit Isabella with one of his shoes. After this, the girl had a hard time breathing. According to Chelsea, her daughter seemed to be trying to tell her something, but couldn't seem to be able to make the words come out. Chelsea and Scott both claimed they attempted CPR on Isabella, yet neither would call emergency services nor take Isabella to the hospital. They just went on with their lives as if nothing was wrong. For the next 3 days, Chelsea and Scott wheeled Isabella's lifeless body around in her stroller. They bought lemonade at a petrol station, visited a pub, went to McDonald's, went to Ipswich Town Centre on a bus with her. Here they bought Xbox controllers and put their shopping bags on top of the 2-year-old's dead body. This would continue on until June 30th, when they left Isabella behind in the shower stall. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Chelsea Gleeson Mitchell and Scott Jeff went to trial October 7, 2024, at Ipswich Crown Court. While both continued to maintain their innocence, Chelsea did plead guilty to the charge of allowing a child's death. The prosecution arguing from the time up to Isabella's death, she was the subject to a regime of escalating brutality, which was callous, cruel, and ultimately fatal. She died following a campaign of abuse from a man who had only been in her life for 36 days. They said it was the prosecution's case that her mother, Chelsea Gleeson Mitchell, stood back and watched, that she did nothing and allowed this to happen. During the trial, the jury was subjected to all the horrific evidence, including videos of Isabella in the days before her death. One would show Scott waking the 2-year-old by shouting boo in her face. In another, he made gun shooting motions with his fingers towards Isabella until she started to cry. They would threaten Isabella if she didn't respond to their questions in the manner they wanted. Like if they asked her if her biological father had caused Isabella's injuries to her, she was ordered to respond yes. This was to cover their own asses if authorities ever caught up with them. And if Isabella misspoke or she gave the wrong answer, she was punished by cold showers and beatings. Chelsea would give evidence during her trial, stating that she had laid her baby on a towel as she bled from her pelvic area. This was after Scott had beaten on the toddler with his fists and feet whilst staying at the homeless shelter. Chelsea testified that she thought this physical aggression would pass and that Scott was going through a phase because he was unable to access the drugs he wanted. Chelsea would also claim during trial that she would sometimes hear voices in her head that would tell her to do bad things. A friend of Chelsea's would also testify that Chelsea struggled at school, even with basic spelling. Although it is important to note that Chelsea was never diagnosed with any disabilities or mental illnesses. It was then revealed in February 2022. Chelsea was suspended from the nursery school she was working at as an assistant for 5 months, after it was alleged that she deliberately pushed a child in her care. But after an investigation due to no evidence to support the claim, she was allowed to return to her job. After a gruelling 7-week-long trial, Scott Jeff was found guilty of murder and 2 counts of cruelty to a child. He was sentenced to life imprisonment with a minimum sentence of 26 years. Chelsea Gleeson Mitchell would be sentenced to 10 years behind bars. In sentencing, High Court Judge Mr. Justice Neil Garman described Chelsea as a, quote, weak and spineless person and pathetically desperate, unquote. Isabella's father, Thomas Wilden, attended every day of the trial and said he'd been unable to work since his daughter's murder, that he'd been diagnosed with depression, that he found comfort referring to his daughter in present tense, quote, Isabella is the most wonderful addition to my life. She is an extension of me and I miss her every day. Her life was tragically cut short by you wicked, sadistic and vile people. No parent should outlive their child. Part of me died with her and it pierces my heart every day, unquote. Isabella Wilden would later be described by those who knew and loved her as a smiley, engaging and happy little girl. Perfect in every way. Isabella had a warm temperament and loved nothing more than cuddles with her family. She loved going to the park and racing around. Isabella was obsessed with Minnie Mouse. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the story we discussed today, or any stories we talk about here on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives Podcast on Facebook, like the page so you don't miss an episode, and join the Stolen Lives discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. You can also talk to us on Instagram, Stolen Lives Podcast. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice and subscribe and leave a positive review on your podcast app. I also have a Patreon where for as little as $2 a month, not only would you be supporting my podcast, but you will also receive not only this podcast episode early and ad-free, but all of my podcasts, Love to Death, Mysteriously Listed and Beyond Your Nightmares, as well as one Patreon exclusive episode a month. If you are interested and able, I will have the link in the show notes. Today's episode was researched and written by CS. Additional writing, hosting and production was by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.